Okay, that's fine. This lady called earlier, and he was to monitor, you were to monitor what I was doing.
Right.
And I've had pretty good success, but Yahoo does not come up. I have to get it through Internet Explorer.
Ma'am?
And it comes up then.
Okay, all right, hold on. I need to know, how else are you expecting to pull up Yahoo other than using Internet Explorer? Because
I was accustomed for it to just come up.
Well, Yahoo is a website.
Okay, then something came up other than Internet Explorer, and it certainly wasn't Qualcomm, so I'm just, you know, grabbing at straws on that one. I got Yahoo to come up, but I had to get it through Internet Explorer. I had to click on the Internet Explorer icon.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Okay, fine. Then I've got business. I've got business. Okay, that's great. Now, I've searched for Netscape, and I got it, and I chose the download option, and they offered me an opportunity to order the disk and guidebook through the mail, which I had done.
Okay.
So I'm going to download it that way.
Okay, so you just install it straight off the CD rather than download it from their website.
I would rather do it that way because I don't want my... If it's something's going wrong with my mouse, of course there's a freeze. I'd rather go with the disk and that way I can reboot or restart or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
I monitored it to the connection the whole time that you were on.
You did.
The connection was beautiful with the exception of about 5 seconds... roughly 4.5 minutes into the connection,
mm-hmm.
had a burst of line noise.
Is that right?
It lasted for 5 seconds, and then it went back to normal, and then I never saw anything abnormal after that.
I see. So the noise is coming from my phone lines, or from the modem, or from the computer?
In this particular case, it was a phone line issue.
A phone line issue.
Whether that's your internal wiring, or the wiring between your junction box and the phone company switch,
mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a noise burst.
A noise burst. Okay. Would a thunderstorm cause your phone line's interior ones to be damaged or not?
Well, yeah. If you took a lightning strike directly to your house,
it could cause
all kinds of havoc.
I realize that. But if I'm not here, how would I know? I wouldn't know that, and I wouldn't know what it hit and what it didn't hit, and so on. I would know if it didn't have any power, but that's another.
If this were lightning damage, then mm-hmm. I think it would be more consistent than 5 seconds here.
Yes, I agree. It would be.
So I don't think that's the case.
So for the time being, I seem to be in business as far as getting what my needs were.
Yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with your connection at all. You're pulling up websites just fine. You look
mm-hmm.
checking mail just fine.
Yeah, I need to check my mail, but unfortunately, it was in Netscape Communicator, and of course, all that. I don't want to read it. I just want to get it out of there completely. But I don't have Netscape 3.1 more. I deleted it. That is, I deleted the icons. I don't know if it's still in the system anywhere or not. Probably is somewhere.
Okay, well, if you just deleted the desktop icons, then everything is still there. It's just you can't link to it from the desktop.
But
as far as we can tell, other than the occasional burst of line noise,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with your connection
mm-hmm.
or your ability to access websites or email.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.